although I did rub an old matron's tired feet one night, with God and the bellman as my witness. He grinned while he chewed, swallowed. Just as I thought, he said. Bored. I get to listen to Dorothy Parker, Alexander Wolcott, and their crowd every day at lunch, I said. Right over there at the round table. How could I be bored? Besides, I think Miss Parker wants to date me. She wants to do more than that, he said and almost smiled, which for him was a grin. How are you fixed for money? Could use some of that, I admitted. I play poker with the round table crowd, too. I may have helped finance a New Yorker. This time he did smile. You need a job, Robbins. A real job that doesn't involve rubbing some fat broad's feet or shuffling anybody's cards. A few months before, I would have asked what and where, maybe even why. But I was swinging at the end of my own rope by that August night, and the rope, suddenly, unexpectedly, felt frayed and slick with sweat. So I nodded at the nameless man, sat down, leaned back in my chair, and gave him a grin. Tell me, I said. He paused and then looked around the room without seeming to. It's after 5, I said. Have a drink. On the house. I was curious to see if the nameless man would drink. Apparently, he could eat, as I'd seen him chew up half a dozen bites, but the Volstead Act had been in effect since the fall before, making all booze illegal, and he was, after all, a government nameless man. He nodded. Scotch, he said, if you can still manage it. I smiled and whispered to a waiter. How about you? He asked. Not yet, I said. He thought I meant not yet that night, but I meant not yet in my slowly falling apart life. After his drink came in a nondescript coffee mug, he told me the tale. What do you know about Ellis Island? He began. I watched his face as he said it. It had gone blank, impersonal. Even his eyes darkened by a shade or two. His face was getting down to business. It's where the poor, unwashed, and unlovely come into the country. Probably where both our ancestors tried to sneak in. Mine, yes, he said. Not yours, I checked. Yours probably came a long time before.